special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fantastic edition of Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. And 7 days really seems like a long time, doesn't it? And then before long, another week has gone by. And it's Wednesday yet again, and it's once again 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's my time to make you smile today the best way that I know how with Asian music. So let's just get this started. I have some interesting tracks today spanning all sorts of different genres. We've got a variety in here today. So first up, Hebe Tian of SHE with a brand new album called Day by Day, loaded with some new singles. And today's track is one of those songs. It's called 人间烟火, which translates more or less to fireworks of people or human fireworks, but the official English title is actually Every Day is a Miracle. From Chinese music, from Mandarin music, we often hear inspirational songs all about keep moving forward, never give up, don't falter, and just keep striving for what you want until you reach your goal. But this is a little bit different. It's still very uplifting, but this is a very thankful song. It talks about all the simple things, how everyday life is filled with movies, good food, books, all sorts of things that sometimes we take for granted. And this song expresses gratitude for them, gratitude for being able to enjoy and take part in all those things, and the gradual realization of how luxurious our lives really can be. We have so much more than we really think, and we really should be loving them and enjoying them and really not taking advantage or thinking they're disposable, because that's really not the case. Life really is a miracle. Now, with Hebe, with her as a singer, I actually really love her ballads. With her past albums, she really had this great formula for how she presented ballad tracks to listeners, but this time she surprised us with something a little different. This is a faster tempo pop rock song. So let's check it out. Hebe Tian, Every Day is a Miracle on Asian Wave 101.
Oh,
Hebe Tian with Every Day Is a Miracle off her new album Day by Day, showing a different side of her musicality. So remember, kids, be thankful for the things you have in your lives. Don't take them for granted. There are many people who do not have as much as you. And really, you got to think about it. We have so much more than we really give credit for. Even just the smallest things, the chair, the TV show we regularly watch, all sorts of things. And maybe on another show, I'll bring one of those ballads that I mentioned earlier. Next up, a song from our Canadian artist of the week, R&B group Lucas Teague, made up of people from different backgrounds, coming from different, each of them coming from a different heritage. And here at CITR, we celebrate diversity. In fact, our theme for Fun Drive 2016 was Growing Our Cultures. And really, again, that's celebrating the mosaic of cultures that we have here on air. It's not just about one, and it's not about any other. It's not about us. It's not solely about them. It's learning to be part of one cause, giving voice to those who may not find it elsewhere. Now, as for the song, it's called When She Knows, which is off Lucas Teague's first album released back in 2008 called The Story of Lucas Teague. If you're not familiar with their background, they actually started back in 2001, and they're known for their vocal harmonies, really taking after other R&B groups such as Jagged Edge and Boyz II Men. Lucas Teague has four members, but traditional vocal harmonies requires five vocalists, and they couldn't find the fifth and final member, so they kind of created this idea of the final member, and they named him Lucas Teague, which translates to bringer of light and knowledge to poetry, and they really try to embody that, and that's how they try to spread their message via their music. Lucas Teague, When She Knows, coming up next.
She's so beautiful, it's no lie, she's my life. Sometimes I watch her sleep all night, but in the back of my mind, can't get my mind off of her. Did she not at all, cause she can't wait, yeah. It's like my world's crashing down, she needs that. Sometimes I wish I'd never known her. It's got me losing control. It's got me losing control. Cause she don't know. My weapon is found. She don't know. Cause I'm the life that I used to be. I won't slow. What she sees. Cause I changed. I'm overcome. And I'm done with that fight. But I know. She'll look at me, when she knows.
I'm trying to be responsible, but my past haunts my life. I can hide it, but it'll probably be best if she heard it from my mouth.
I know how it gets.
Someone tell me how she gon' take this. And if she walks away, then I got nothing. I know I'll be the one. Breaking me down, man, it's breaking me deep. I don't know what to do, she left me. Losing my mind, dying inside. maybe she might. Did she know?
She don't know.
That was Lucas T with When She Knows. That will hopefully make you anticipate hearing from them some more, which we will very, very soon. Moving on from South Korea, girl group Yeoja Chingu, or G-Friend, or simply Girlfriend, they have released a new album called LOL, and it contains this single called Nabi Lera. It's a bit of a weird term. The Korean name of the song, officially, it's actually called No Kurigo Na, which translates to You and I. As for the term Nabirera, sit back and listen up, because it's time for history major Steve to give a little bit of a lesson, if you will. So this term has been floating about a little bit in cyberspace ever since the song came out. Now, the song itself has been linked to butterflies, as nabi in Korean is butterfly. And it's also been linked to a novel called Butterfly to the Stars by French author Bernard Werber. There are claims, though, that none of those are actually true. None of those connections are actually true. And it seems at this point, there is confirmation that the phrase in question, Nabirera, is the one which was coined by a Korean poet named Cho Ji-hoon, who lived from 1920 to 1968, and it's from his very famous poem called The Nun's Dance. Now, this dance in question is performed by women, specifically when Cho was alive. This dance would have been performed by a Buddhist nun, but now that's not so much the case. Back then, women did have fewer opportunities, and historically within Asia, within a historical context, women have had fewer opportunities to really work and do things on their own. Their lives were very closely tied to men's lives, specifically their husbands. So women who lost husbands were often forced to become nuns. They would enter into a Buddhist monastery, and then they would shave their heads and then devote their lives to Buddhism, essentially. So this dance, the poem essentially connects this dance by saying that it's an artful expression of the turmoil within the women's lives. Now, the first line of that poem actually contains the phrase Nabirera in question, so please excuse my horrible Korean. The first line actually goes, 얇은 사 하얀 고가른 고히 접어서 나비레라, which more or less translates in this case to folded delicately to shape, the fine gauze white cowl wavers gently, or fluttering in this case. The word more or less has now become accepted as meaning fluttering. Now, this cowl is, of course, it's a head garment, the specific cowl that they wear by nuns, that is worn by nuns, which is during formal events, and then they would wear it during dancing as well. And it's really to symbolize kind of their disconnection from the world. Now, the poet Cho Ji-hoon never actually said what he meant when he used this word, so it's highly open to interpretation. Now, supposedly, people use it today to refer to small, cute things that are flying around, so really the fluttering of a butterfly. And the song uses that term to more or less express hope, the hope that the past will flutter away like butterflies, and that it allows for a fresh start, fresh young love, and chasing after the one that they actually love. It's not quite what you'd expect after hearing about the whole thing with the poem and everything. The composition of the song, it's very fast-paced, it's very synthy, and it's not unlike J-pop. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, G-Friend with Nabi Lera.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
We are back on Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me on this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon. We're coming to you live from the Vancouver, from the beautiful city of Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Now, right before the break, we heard Korean girl group G-Friend with Nabi Lera, which is just a catchy, upbeat dance song. Lots of fun, and we dove into the history of the term a bit. Again, very unexpected after knowing kind of where that term comes from and what it's meant to symbolize within the context of the poem that it's derived from. So that's something to think about for the next little while. Coming up from Taiwan, Jay Chou, singer, songwriter, megastar, recently released a brand new album called Jay Chou's Bedtime Stories, and it's actually inspired by his infant daughter. And he kind of structured this album in a way that he kind of imagined reading her fairy tales. And the album was actually made to feel very magical and whimsical and play out essentially like a story. The song that I have today is called Chuangbian Gushi, which literally means bedside stories, aka bedtime stories. This is really Jay Chou's return to form. There's an emphasis on him playing with the sounds of hip-hop and R&B and mixing them with different styles. The song itself really is a fairy tale. The first verse is talking about fairy tale staples, owls, forests, and all sorts of things that you hear about in those old children's tales. And it's really kind of teasing a little bit. It's like kind of teasing his daughter in the sense that, like, oh, do you know what happens next? Or do you hear that sound? And further verses were kind of slipping into the tale even more. More whimsical images come to mind, castles, worlds full of butterflies, and then slowly the story ends, and that's kind of where it starts slipping into dreams during sleep. And dreams are really where our minds wander. More so, it's free from this world. He's really saying to his daughter, dream as a child should. Don't be afraid to dream. And it's really expressing his hope that she'll always be that innocent in a way. So Jay Chou, Bedtime Stories on Asian Wave 101. And after, another track from Lucas Teague, Let You Go.
Let's go.
生命是那个安静安静的钢琴在那边很容易仔细听仔细听听听听什么声音想睡我就想睡然后我准备去打开衣柜去看看躲着谁去看看躲着谁上课怎么卡别发光的地理成绩计划的床边故事同听着你的成绩场景瞬间变化化解这有色的魔法不过来说我准备开始吧
She makes me happy.
She's always been there for me.
That was Jay Chou with Bedtime Stories, inspired by and dedicated to his young daughter Hathaway. After that was Lucas Teague with Let You Go, released in 2012. Please do continue supporting Canadian talent. We here at CITR, we're striving to grow our cultures, to learn more about one another and represent each other as best as we can. Spread the love, show some love, and learn more about one another, all these different cultures that we have here, through one of the best mediums possible, which is music. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. Now, first up, from China, Chinese filmmakers have been invited to join the Academy. Recently, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences extended invitations to join them to 683 actors, actresses, directors, and others who have, quote, distinguished themselves by their contributions to theatrical motion pictures, unquote. Among the invitees include Chinese filmmaker Jia Zhangke, known for his depictions of contemporary Chinese history and alienated youth, director Wang Bing, considered one of the foremost documentary filmmakers, as well as the highly acclaimed Taiwanese filmmaker Hou Xiaoxian. Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaac says, "We encourage the larger creative community to open its doors wider and create opportunities for anyone interested in working in this incredible and storied industry." The invitees are from 59 different countries, 46% are women, and 41% of a visible minority. Now, this move is supposedly part of their promise to enhance gender and racial diversity within its ranks, following the hashtag OscarsSoWhite controversy surrounding this year's awards. Other invitees include Emma Watson, Michael B. Jordan, Kate Beckinsale, Daniel Dae Kim, John Boyega, Idris Elba, James Hong, and Lee Byung-hun. Pretty cool what the Academy is doing. Hopefully this is part of a wider discourse on the issue of diversity in the Western film industry. Now, adding some new names to a roster is one thing, but actually being able to see people of color or different or women or anybody who doesn't really fit, I guess, that archetype of Hollywood, that you have to be able to see them beyond just the stereotypes and give them really true and honest representation. So this is a good move. This is at least a start, but there is a lot more that can be done, and hopefully this is the start of something much bigger than that. Next up, Faye from Miss A makes her official solo debut. On July 21st, Korean time, the Chinese K-pop idol released her track, Fantasy. The track showcases an R&B dance style composed by the CEO of her record label, Park Jin-young. In an adventurous move, the debut actually featured a 19-plus-only music video. So this music video was released today here in Canada, and it technically is July 21st in Korea right now. So that's when it was released. And the 19-plus music video, it wasn't as racy as some people made it out to be, but that's another discussion for another time. So, of course, there was the recent news that Jia, formerly of Miss A, she had departed the group, and after she essentially decided not to renew her contract with JYP Entertainment. And this is an odd move for the group and for the label, because Faye is fairly popular, but she was never really center of the stage. She never really got her shine as part of Miss A. So maybe this is a clever move on the part of JYP Entertainment to give one of their lesser-known artists a chance to really shine and really show what they've got. Anyway, that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stay tuned.
I think the news midweek, when midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
He's a growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
for the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Back live on Asian Wave 101, coming to you from Vancouver, from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me. Up next, throwing this to South Korea, Neon Bunny, indie experimental singer-songwriter with a new full album called Stay Gold. This album contains some new original, previously unheard tracks, but then there are also a few tracks that were previously heard and released singles. One track is called Room 314. Now, it's really actually kind of hard to place the meaning of the song. It's written in a fairly abstract fashion, but from what I could gather, it's meant to create sort of a space, this image of a space, specifically a hotel room, whether as an escape or a sanctuary, I couldn't really place it, but it's essentially imploring her partner to not leave that space, that place, that hotel room that they share together. This is a collaboration with Mark Redito, LA-based musician, producer, formerly known as Spaz Kid. This song is very synth-heavy, and it really maintains Neon Bunny's trademark electronic sound. So that's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Neon Bunny featuring Mark Redito, Room 314.
Here with me.
That was Room 314 by Neon Bunny featuring Mark Redito. If you want a true taste of the indie scene in Korea, she is definitely a good artist to start with. Not every indie artist in Korea has attempted to bring the sort of aesthetic and sound that's associated with indie scenes here in North America and actually fully embraced it and really used it to market their own music and spread the word on what they're doing. So if you want to check that out, definitely go and do that. Next up from Taiwan, Yoga Lin. He has returned to the industry after completing his mandatory military service. He's released a new full album called Sell Like Hotcakes. Such a fun name. And what I love about Yoga is that he's such a versatile vocalist. He's demonstrated his ability to sing rock, pop, jazz, and swing, even R&B. He has a very unique, I would say even sultry sort of vocal style, and he actually really stands out the most when he sings jazz. And he actually made a name for himself as being a sort of crooner using the smooth jazz sounds to sing his way into the hearts of listeners everywhere. So today's song is actually in the rock style, and it's called 热血无赖, which translates more or less to passionate rascals. It's also called the unshakable rascals in English. And in the song, he makes references to heaven and hell, and he sings about alienation. So this more or less is a song for the youth. He's talking about seeing the world, the youth seeing the world and feeling like they don't really fit in. And they're really starting to feel disappointed with their situation, and they're constantly seeking their heaven, the way that they want to live. It's really a song of resilience. It's talking about how the people who may be disappointed now still refuse to back down. And even though they feel lost, they're not going to let that stop them. They're going to keep fighting. And there is a line in the song that translates to, "We are the undefeated rascals." So here is today's inspiration. Yoga Lin, The Unshakable Rascals on Asian Wave 101.
Yeah. 寂静地对他说一声嗨，疗伤慢慢来，首先对痛苦说声拜比较快，在天堂跌倒在地狱站起来，我不管能不能绝望该不该，我还可以更坏，未来还没出来，我们是赶不走的无赖。
Yoga Lin with The Unshakable Rascals. Listening to that song and really hearing the lyrics, it is a reflection of the society he sees. Within Asian entertainment, there has been a lot of reference and portrayals of the feelings of alienation of youth. More so in the past, but still, you catch some of that today. And especially back then, it was when Asian economies started rapidly growing, and the youth began feeling as if they were being left behind. They were being denied the opportunities that were being given to their parents. Now, today, the youth still faces similar problems, but they have their own things to deal with: declining ecosystems, debt in some areas, fewer and fewer opportunities to enter the job market, to enter the housing market. And more, we're seeing people trying to make their own way to say, okay, if this is not going to work, then I'm going to make this work the way that I want it. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to continue searching for my heaven, or essentially the way that I want to live. So no backing down. Always remember that. Keep your head up and just keep marching forward. Next up, a reinterpretation of one of my favorites, Gem, Hong Kong pop diva. She's recently released some new covers, and one of those covers is Ye Kong Zhong Zui Liang De Xing, or The Brightest Star in the Night Sky. Originally, this was sung by Escape Plan, which is a Chinese indie rock band. This song resonated with younger listeners very much. It's about feeling helpless, so you look up to the stars and you reach out for hope, and that's what The Brightest Star in the Night Sky is supposed to symbolize, that one glimmer of hope that not everything is lost. The song talks about essentially just letting hope guide your path. So Gem took the rock song and added her own touch. It has a revamped instrumental. It's very EDM. This is very dance-oriented music. The lyrics and the melodies are still the same, and then she really gave it a stronger sound. She added some of herself into it. There's plenty of vocal acrobatics to keep you interested, and it really builds to a terrific climax. Gem, a reinterpretation of The Brightest Star in the Night Sky, originally by Escape Plan on Asian Wave 101. Gem, the brightest star in the night sky. A cover of the song by Escape Plan, originally released in 2011. Gem is a terrific vocalist, and her covers always have that Gem feel. She adds so much of herself into a song that you may as well be thinking that this is an original by her. You know, I can appreciate the EDM style that she really brought to this track, but it doesn't have the same soul as the original. The soul kind of has more, it was very much acoustic, and you could really just tell that it was singing from the heart, but even more so, still a great cover all around, and that will actually take us to the end of the show. I have one last track for you, and it's by Jay Park, Korean-American R&B singer, rapper, recording artist, and Ugly Duck underground rapper who is actually signed to Jay's AOMG record label. And they released a collaboration EP, the two of them, called Scene Stealers. And the lead single is Here With Me Today. It's called Ain't No Party Like an AOMG Party. It's simple, really. It ain't a party till they show up, and it ain't lit unless they are there. The beat and the lyrics do what they were meant to do. It's supposed to make you say, hey, it's lit, fam! And that will do it for today's Asian Wave 101. If you have any requests for me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. Or if you have any thoughts on this week's news, send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. So coming up next is El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez. Stay tuned for that. And I actually have a late arrival to the show today, and I do believe he wants to say hi. Say hello.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to say that song definitely ended on a high note.
Oh, you have such amazing jokes, Evan. I have to say, you are such a funny guy. You know that?
I do try.
Yeah. Evan Friday, everybody, our technical manager here at CITR. Thanks for dropping in. Your presence means the world to me. It really does.
I love K-pop, so yeah.
Yeah. So this is a great show for you. So that, again, that will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me. We are live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much, Jay Park and Ugly Duck, to play us out with something that's very lit. And I will talk to you next time. Take care.
Oh yeah. What? 나 절대도 심심하지 않아. I with my homies VIP, we in the club. Popping champagne, you know what they want. 여성들이 우리 원해, 우리 냅두지 않아. 우리가 빠진 뭐 포디가 아니지. 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 Yeah. 포디가 아니지. It's that 206 to 062. Seattle is so all the way to Gwangju. You don't know me, 니네 널 대체 누구. I don't really care, little homie, hashtag mood. Hello, 이쁜이들 친구들 다 데려와. 니네 판단하지 않을 테니 눈치 보지만 평소에 얌전했다면 오늘은 일탈하는 날. AOMG가 왔으니 이제 시작해보자. Yeah, post some more, post some more. 난 벗으니까 맛있게 병태도 우선순위 get turned up, turn up some more. 원한다면 다다 원해 자디도. They ain't messing with us. Oh, nope. Nah, they ain't messing nope. with us. Prima Vista on the beats. Cha yeah. cha with the heat. Yo, drawn out your reach. Yeah, yo, MG. Ow. That church that don't seem she my Gianna. I with my homies VIP. We in the club. Popping champagne. You know what they want. Yo, some goody. Who they want it? Who they net to Gianna? Who they got bites in my party? Got it. Who they got bites in my party? Got it. Who they got bites in my party? Got it. Who they got bodies in my party, got it.
Yeah. 다 비켰어 AMG가 왔으니 소문난 잔치 먹을 건 딱히 없지 대신 마실 게 넘쳐나지 예 바르스 팝핀 온천수같이 솟아올라 호랑이 기운 우린 흥을 잘못 참지 어차피 기억 못해 모두 불살러 일루와 한 잔에 친구들까지 다 불러다가 네 예쁜 웃음과 근사함 Oops I like it 감탄사가 절로 나와 차려입은 의상 수사나 Oh work it out 땀으로 목욕하듯이 무르익은 분위기 완전 사우나 난 지금 거의 훈제오리 박제범 은보란 시 우통을 벗지 여우들 눈이 동그래졌지 정글의 법칙 이런 구경은 어디서 못해 오로지 여기서 부은 back and forth yeah. 오늘 밤 tell me where the party at yeah. 이쁜이 여성들 다 어디에 yeah. 난 절대로 심심하지 않아 I'm with my homies VIP we in the club poppy champagne you know what they want 여성들이 우리 원해 우리 냅두지 않아 우리가 빠지면 party가 아니지 우리가 빠지면 party가 아니지 우리가 빠지면 party가 아니지 우리가 빠지면 party가 아니지 yeah. Yeah. Party가